It's almost tough to remember the cool weather that wrapped up last week and started off the weekend. Temperatures climbed dramatically through the weekend, and it's feeling very much like May across our area this afternoon. Temperatures will continue to be on the warm side through tomorrow, and then a cold front will pass late tomorrow into tomorrow night. That will knock those temperatures back for Wednesday and Thursday, though it will be not cold by any means for this time of year and likely still a bit above seasonable levels. For now, though, we're talking about temperatures that are way above normal for this time of year, and we have record challenging warmth this afternoon and coming up again tomorrow. In between, it'll be a very mild night across eastern New York and western New England, with low temperatures running mainly in the lower to mid-50s. Now, to put that in perspective, our normal high temperature this time of year is in the lower to mid-50s. So basically, our overnight low temperatures will be around what is normal during the day for this portion of April. Moving ahead tomorrow, it'll feel like summertime to some of us as temperatures shoot up into the 70s to right around 80 degrees. We're looking for a mix of clouds and sun tomorrow. And as a cold front draws closer tomorrow, especially during the afternoon, there is the chance for some showers and possibly even a thunderstorm. So keep that in mind, especially tomorrow afternoon, though, for areas north and west of Albany, a shower may occur even before lunchtime. And then on Wednesday, that front will continue to push off to the east, so we'll have clouds in the morning. A few showers are possible, especially before noontime. And then for the second half of the day, it'll turn brighter, with at least some breaks of sunshine. Now, Wednesday will be a cooler day, with temperatures running in the 50s to near 60, which is still about 5 degrees above normal. It'll be milder south of the capital region. And on Thursday, the weather remains quiet, with daytime high temperatures running mainly in the 50s to near 60 degrees. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, very mild, low in the lower to mid-50s. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and some sun, a chance of showers or a thunderstorm, breezy and warm, with highs in the 70s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy and very mild, low in the lower to mid-50s. And for tomorrow, a mix of clouds and some sun, a chance of showers or a thunderstorm, breezy and warm, with highs in the 70s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy and very mild, low in the lower to mid-50s. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and warm, with highs in the 70s to around 80. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, partly cloudy and very mild, low in the lower to mid-50s. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, a chance of showers or a thunderstorm, breezy and very warm, with highs in the 70s to around 80. Region-wide on Wednesday, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers during the morning, then partly sunny for the afternoon, pleasant but not as warm, with highs in the 50s to near 60, and on Thursday, partly sunny and pleasant, with highs in the 50s to near 60. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.